JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. We're joined by Magpies fan favourite and high flyer, Jeremy Howe.
A three-month hamstring injury has stopped our next guest from doing what he loves most, sitting on people's heads.
Wants to go to Green. Oh! Massive climb!
But now he's back and ready to fly over the Hawks on Sunday.
Drops it low! Oh! Jeremy Howe with an unbelievable grab!
Please welcome Jeremy Howe.
Back. Nice to speak to you, Jezza.
Thanks, lads. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, well done, Jeremy, and great to be back, I reckon, 3 months out. But then you come back and you got a new coach.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but Bang has been great for us in the interim. But, it's just nice to be back playing with the boys again.
24 disposals, Jim, 10 marks. Did you try and take any hangers?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't. Thankfully, we didn't have to do too much in the air. The boys up the ground kind of looked after us pretty well. So, nice game to come and slot back into because the guys played really well and us defenders didn't have to do a hell of a lot.
Mark of the year 2012. Yes. How the hell haven't you won it more often than that? You've been nominated about 30 times.
Good question, Jimmy. Nominated a few times. But, I'll see what I've got for the next three games to finish the year out.
And how's Bucks? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, so I actually caught up with him. Right. So we went out for a feed. And, it was great to just chat to him and see how he's going. And yeah, he seems pretty settled and good. A bit distance away from footy, which is great for him. And he's been watching us from afar and he's not getting too heavily involved, which is probably good for him to sit back and relax for once. Good.
And how's the club feel without Eddie for a start and Nathan Buckley? Because they're both... You know, obviously been the joint for 20-plus years and had huge presence. How does it feel around just the walls of the joint?
Oh, it's certainly different, no doubt. They're probably two that you can't exactly just easily replace, that's for sure. They're pretty big personalities and had a lot of influence at the club for a long period of time. And to Robert's credit, he's been great since he's kind of come in, thrown a few different things at us. But, it's a different feel, no doubt. But with you guys coming in and replacing, it becomes a new energy, a bit of a different feel. And I feel like the guys seem to be enjoying it as well.
Round 21, Hawthorn take on Collingwood in Launceston Gym this Sunday. It's the first time Collingwood has played in Tassie. You're a Tassie boy up the other end, Hobart.
Down the other end.
Well, up or down, you're standing.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway. And they tell me, I heard on the grapevine, that you might be captain this week.
Yeah, you must have some pretty good sources
good
there, Bill.
Source I have.
Look, it's obviously the first time Collingwood's going to be playing down in Tassie, which will be a great experience. And first time I've ever played down there as well. When I got moved on from the D's, they managed to go down there the following year. So they mustn't have wanted me to play there. But it'll be great for us. I think we just found out that we're going to do the fly-in, fly-out on Sunday with the Hawks, I think. So it might be an interesting flight back. But look, it's good. And yeah, the captaincy thing was well said last week that we're going to share the load between the vice captains while Pendles was out. And yeah, it's my opportunity this week and no better way than to have a go in Tassie.
So you've got a big rev up. Will you give them a big pump up before they run out or out in the ground? You get them all in together?
Well, you know what? It's definitely something that you think about. You just don't want to stuff it up. So Sidey kept it pretty brief and was pretty pointed last week, so I'll probably go down the same avenue as that, I reckon.
Now, we heard that Bill actually was talking to you about it off air before. Chris Mayne retires after a terrific career with Freo and Collingwood.
Yeah, we obviously fortunate enough to be able to play with Mayne the last 4 years, and there was a fair bit of adversity there early days when he came to the Pies and struggled with a bit of form and was copping a fair bit of heat. But I don't think you're going to get more of a resilient type character the way that he turned it around and tipped in and worked on his game and come back. He's like, right, I want to come back as a winger. This is what I want to do. I feel like I can contribute. And to his credit, he was able to do that and got another 3 good years out of a really quality career. So, ultimately, he would have loved to win a flag. He come close twice, but... Yeah, it's a credit to the character, and we've enjoyed playing with him. And, it's unfortunate to see guys like that move on, but we understand it's kind of the business we're in.
Great to have on your team. How many games do you reckon Chris Mayne has played of footy, Jim?
Well, if you'd have told me, now I know how
exactly.
many, I would never have thought that many. 245.
245. 172 with Freo, 73 with Collingwood. That's a lot of games. I had no idea he played that many. Jezza?
So, yeah, unfortunately, he's going to look, he's going to be finishing on 248. So, Yeah, so, but look, it's been a hell of a career, and he's probably one that you can definitely rely on game day, but he's got everything out of his career, so it's, yeah, credit to him.
Speaking about that exact same individual, the pig Greenwood, of course, that was a few weeks back, but he's also retired and one of my all-time favourites, Jezza.
Yeah, well, he's just one that you just want to line up and play with, so he gets a nickname pig because you only got to watch him play pretty much.
Yep.
But, yeah, look, a bit of reserve character, but yeah, one that, got everything out of himself as well. So that about Maney and their two guys that you just love to play with. And yeah, unfortunately, we were going to miss them both next year, but creates an opportunity for someone else.
Joel Selwood happy that the pigs. He used to, he got his snout into that trough.
Didn't he?
And he just terrorised Joel Selwood. And he got the better of him on a couple of occasions.
Frustrated,
he got
Joel. I don't think Joel would be the only one going, thank God, the pig's not playing anymore. We just spoke to Aaron Finch. His wife's pregnant. And I see here your wife's pregnant. So... lockdown's been okay.
Yeah, so we're actually well, Carly is due in 2 weeks. So,
What happens there, Jezza? In 2 weeks' time, I don't know who you play, but if it's around match day, what happens?
Yeah, well, that's it up for discussion, Bill.
Right.
No, look, if the season was really tight, I still think. I don't want to put my feet in the water here, but I was like, they're well and truly going to be in there. I think, we've had a discussion, and I'd well and truly be with Carly. So.
Oh, good.
We've had this discussion with Jezza before here in the studio.
Have we?
There's a reason why Carly is pregnant.
Why is that, Jim?
Needed to hang on to her. He's way too good for Jezza.
I'm just looking.
It's unbelievable the difference.
I reckon she went to the footy one day. She had no idea, and Jezza just... went for hanger after hanger and finally got one. She goes, he's not bad.
He goes, all right.
He's all right.
That could be the only way that happened, Jez.
Yeah, true. Yeah, well, I think that's just a general feel it goes. We're all punching above our weight class. But,
No, we all are, but you are more than anyone else is the point we're making.
Hey, how's your cousin, Matty Wade? Because I was watching him the other night. Geez, he loves a sledge and just a bit of a chat on the field, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's definitely one to go that loves the banter on field. Mm. He's probably the most competitive bloke I know, and that's probably the way he gets in the game. He likes to wind people up, and he would get that from his old man, Scotty. So they played pretty similar, and generally they were on the bottom of packs getting their head punched off when they used to play footy. But he loves it. It's all fun and games for him, but it's good for him to get an opportunity, and he's going to be skipper tonight as well, I think, so...
Bangladesh.
When you do the cricket commentary, you've got the stump mics in your ear and you're hearing what isn't actually going to air.
So is Triple M going to do it like they do with the umpires, Jim, and let it all go?
It's more the TV they give you the stump feed. But it is, Howie, I'm telling you now, some of what comes out of Wadey is liquid gold because he's in close. And he steers it all through Paney.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll be giving it the, I haven't worked this bloke out yet.
Yeah.
I think he's a f-wit, but I'm not sure. And you're hearing it all come through. Oh. I honestly have tears.
Yeah.
An uncut version being released would be worth listening to, that's for sure.
He's a golden unit, Wadey. We love him. All right, so, mate, good luck, of course. No one likes spending the bloody time on the sidelines you have. So
down in Tassie, Jim, you'll catch up with the family.
Yeah, no doubt. There'll be a bit of a bus coming up, but the old man won't be because he's in lockdown. So, cheers, Queensland.
what was that little crispy you went with?
Oh, well, they're all family, Jim. They all gather around and they're all friendly down there, Jim.
Nice drive-by.
The howls. Listen to that, Howie.
The howls and everything else, Jim. They're all very close.
That's a joke from 30 years ago that Bill's just dusted off.
Kaylee Howe. Is that Kaylee Howe, is it?
Hey, good luck with that. More importantly, I mean, the footy's obviously very important, but you got a beautiful addition coming into the house. Well, good luck with that, mate. It's going to be fantastic.
Much appreciated, boys. Thanks for having me.
On your Jez.
Collingwood take on Hawthorn 2:10 down in Launceston. You can catch that Sunday on the Listener app. Daisy Thomas, Lee Montagna, and Kate McCarthy, part of that call team. It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.